This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Is former Governor Gary Johnson really coming back to New Mexico to run for office? The two-term Republican turned Libertarian has run a couple of times for president under the Libertarian banner, which helped push them to the major party status. Now it appears he's coming back to run for the U.S. Senate seat against incumbent Democrat Martin Heinrich and Republican challenger Mick Rich, an Albuquerque developer. State Land Commissioner Aubrey Dunn, the current Libertarian candidate for the Senate, is stepping aside to give Johnson the podium. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
After the last presidential race, which Johnson obviously lost, he said he was done with political campaigns. Well, apparently he really isn't. Johnson, who lives in Taos, said he would give the race a hard look if it became possible, but he wouldn't run unless he thought he could win. If Dunn steps aside, the Libertarian Party would have to choose Johnson in order to fill his shoes. Johnson, if he decides to run, will be getting into the race late with only a bit over 3 months until the election. Not much time, really, to mount a statewide campaign with enough zip and oomph to pull out a win. Johnson was the governor for two terms from 1995 to 2002. He retired, climbed Mount Everest, did Ironman competitions, and twice ran for president. More after this. The reason the Libertarians have major party status this year is that Johnson pulled 9.3% of the vote in New Mexico in the presidential race. In Los Alamos County, his best, he got 14% of the vote. Libertarians, for the first time, qualified candidates to run in three statewide races, Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Land Commissioner, plus the U.S. Senate seat held by Martin Heinrich and two congressional seats. Aubrey Dunn was elected to Land Commissioner as a Republican, but changed his party affiliation last year. That makes him the only Libertarian in the nation holding office. He could have run for re-election as Land Commissioner, but decided to put his hat in the Senate ring instead. Johnson pushed legalization of marijuana when he was governor, saying the drug war has been lost, and then changed to the Libertarian Party after he left office in 2002. Martin Heinrich has been the senator since 2013. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Whether voters will pencil in the box for a Libertarian candidate, regardless of who it is the real question. Obviously, Johnson's name recognition is high, coming off a very visible presidential campaign, and is not inconsequential to gubernatorial terms. Will that be enough, however, to outpoll Heinrich and also a Republican candidate? We'll see. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.